Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 91. It's September 3rd, 2020. Last Friday, at 4:55 p.m., my friend died. His name was Rocky Villarreal. He and I spent 13 years climbing the ladder of public schools together. We had one common goal, to play football for the Mount Pleasant Tigers. Writing that last sentence was awkward for me. A digression. I'm slowly falling out of love with sports. I see the time and energy that it siphons from kids' lives. I watch parents descend into the aspirational abyss. And sometimes I wonder, what in the hell are we doing? Exhibit A, from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN senior writer. LSU announced it will close campus Monday because of Hurricane Marco, but a source told ESPN on Sunday that the school's football team is still set to practice. As a former coach, I know the game can have a long-lasting positive impact on humans, but I can't help thinking our society's imbroglio with sports leaves a lot of kids holding the bag of a skill they won't use for two-thirds of their lives. Anyway, when Rocky and I were in the ninth grade, we were fixated with playing football under the Friday night lights. To be a Tiger in Mount Pleasant was to reach the top of the social caste system. For a brief four-year span, regardless of one's race or socioeconomic status, you were the man. Friday night victories could be exchanged for free burgers at Randy's or wink nods at Walmart. Rocky played the toughest position on the field, and he did it without the typical complaining that accompanies an adolescent's pursuit of difficult things. He started every game. He played with injuries. He was dependable. In short, he fulfilled the obligation of his name, Rocky. I had a chance to talk to Rocky while he was recovering from COVID. And this is a text message received. Brother, it is my great privilege and honor to deliver great news this evening. I just got off the phone with Rocky. Besides his throat being sore and his impatience with holding off physical therapy, he's doing great. God is good. He has been able to speak with his mom, who is also in the same hospital, but has not seen her yet. His sister is recovering more and more each day. The Villarreal family are tough and amazing fighters. The prayers sent their way has been appreciated. Tiger strong. He'd love to hear from you, brother. The nurse's station on his floor can be reached at, and it's a phone number. But I didn't do it. I kept thinking, I've got time. He looks good in the Facebook posts. And then pneumonia crept in. 3 days later, he was gone. That neglect of that seemingly benign I'll do it tomorrow variety is something I can't shake. I'm not soliciting your sympathies, so please don't send them. I am, however, begging you to call or text your friends. And by friends, I'm referring to people you care or have cared about. The older I get, the more nostalgic I grow for the carefree days of baseball cards and Atari throwdowns. Those memories are encased in the flesh and blood of people I laughed, cried, and broke bread with. Their residue is the DNA of our memories. I love you. And he signs it off. He signs off this email like he does all of them. It says, stay in the deep end. And this is a weekly email from Darren Roberts, coachdkr.com is where you can find him. I'll put stuff in the show notes. And at the top, the masthead is stay in the deep end, a life letter for people waging war against their status quo. And he's got a quote from Paulo Coelho. One day you will wake up and there won't be any more time to do the things you've always wanted to do. Do it now. So it's funny. This is the first time I've really, I think this is true. It's the first time I've read something written by somebody I know. And I don't know Darren all that well as I would like, but we're friends. And I really enjoy getting his emails. I'm not sure how long I have been. This one is number 38. I never played football. I've never worn pads in my life. In fact, I've played tons of backyard football, touch tackle otherwise. But Friday Night Lights is real. TV show was great. And I certainly, you know, having grown up in Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, public school, I can imagine, I saw many of my friends played. And so that's a nice part of the story. It's obviously very personal. It's a tragedy. He lost a friend. That's terrible. the and poignant, and Darren's really good about you know, he'd been a coach. He's got a great personal story. I'll see if I can find some links to YouTube stuff or otherwise. He obviously, he said, grew up in Mount Pleasant, UT, I believe, undergrad, Harvard Law, I think, and then decided to become a football coach of all things, and applied with all the teams, and somehow Herm Edwards, Kansas City Chiefs, he gets hired on. I'll find Darren's version of the story. It's a great story. He's not a coach today. He's off on other pursuits. He's got a really interesting job at UT. He's an author and speaker and teacher and lots of stuff. So I like getting these emails. He also has really good stuff that's kind of fun and very on stream with some of the stuff talked about here. He loves to get up early and stack up some, he calls them micro wins, just some little nice victories early in the day. Set some targets and go knock them down. That's a great idea. And I think I've mentioned him before, actually. I'll see if I can go back and find it. But I think I talked about him when I talked about, I forget the young man's name, who had a TEDx talk here in Austin where he decided to go get rejected 100 days in a row. And Darren will talk about a rejection resume, to flip a resume, and instead of using it in bullet points and jargony stuff to brag about your achievements and accomplishments, to keep a catalog of your failures and rejections. It's a really great idea. It's a really great idea. And I've experimented with it myself, and it's fun. So it's worth getting his emails. It's worth, he does a lot on LinkedIn. What he does, it's very Austin Kleon, Show Your Work, which we talked about early on here. He's curating stuff that he finds really interesting. And I told him, I just love this phrasing, the way he does it. He'll say something that, you know, it'll be something from the NBA or an athlete, a tennis player or something. He'll say, this is not about tennis. This is not about marathons. This is not about basketball. And the point is, it's, you know, it's about life and it's about bigger things. So he's got a really good point of view, and he's getting better and better at honing it and sharing it. And I read this here because I have to say, like, I stay in touch with lots of people. I'm actually reasonably good at that. Though I got this email and recognized there's a whole bunch of people I should probably be reaching out to more often. And ever since having gotten it, I don't know, week ago, several days ago, I've been doing it. And I've just had some of the best conversations. Some of them just text. If I got somebody's cell phone number and I can text them, and that's the way we've been communicating over the last years. Some of these people I haven't talked to, though, in years. I'm just ringing them up. And I've had a really fun experience two or three times. I grew up in Arlington, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, 817 area code. And I live in Austin now, 512. But I have I've never known the phone numbers of most of the people I've met here. I type in my phone once, that's where they are. I just go to their name. I probably have more 817s memorized in my mind than I do 512s. And it's been amazing. I've called two or three of these 817s, and my buddy's parents pick up. And it's just a beautiful thing to reconnect with them. And I like where he said, when I say friend, I mean people you care about or have cared about. I will put in the show notes, in case you want to read it, a link to the parable of the Good Samaritan. I'll find one version of it. And it holds the question, and who is my neighbor? And it's a powerful story. So who is your friend? Who is your neighbor? And it's people you care about. And it might actually be a stranger. Another thing I'll link to, in case you want to watch it, I don't know if you're fans of The West Wing, the first four seasons when Aaron Sorkin was running it, are great. At least great Sorkin-style writing and drama character. And there's a wonderful scene between Josh and Leo. Josh has been through a big event, and Leo's got his back. And it's the old adage of guy stuck in a hole, and his friend, just the guy stuck in a hole. I'll put it in the show notes. If my rambly bad tease of it entices you, go to regular.fm/91 and you'll find it. It's a it's a nice little scene. So Darren's right, I guess I would say, call your people and let them know what they mean to you. And of course, he's also right that none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. So might as well do it now. And that applies too to the other things, projects, visions and dreams that you have. If you're not going to do them now, when are you going to do them? And the last little thing I would say too, that just, it's interesting, his little digression, he says, writing that sentence about football was awkward for him. And he says, a digression. And he, somebody who played football, became a football coach. Like he started out as the lowest rung on the ladder and then got a real true bona fide contract. And he was there. He was in it. Well, for him to also be reflecting, like, maybe we overemphasize sports and youth sports. That's an additional interesting domain, isn't it? So much money that flows through. They've got antitrust exemptions, the leagues do. How the NCAA deals with the quote, student athletes, end quote. Hardly market economies here. I'm all for players getting paid as much as the market will bear. But it also would be interesting to bring more market dynamics to the whole equation, because it's certainly not an open, even market throughout. So it was interesting to see him touch on that. Next time I talk with him, I'll see what might be there. We could probably have some great conversations just about what he's thinking there. Hope you all are having a good one. Definitely are here, and we'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks as always.